We know there's a growing list of former Ravens, but they have made a move to improve their ball club this offseason, and no one can say anything to the contrary. They signed free agent defensive lineman Chris Canty the other day, and now Chris joins us on the program. Chris, welcome to Baltimore.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, tell us about how this deal came about. It was a day one of free agency deal. Did you know Baltimore all along?
No, I did not, actually. It's something that developed 24 to 48 hours beforehand, and they asked me to get down to Baltimore and take a physical, and had an opportunity to talk with Coach Harbaugh and General Manager Ozzie Newsome, and felt really comfortable about the situation and their plan moving forward for the football team, and that's when I decided to sign on board.
Football, unlike some of the other major sports in America, free agency happens rapidly. A lot of the big names come off the board in hours after you're allowed to sign. So is there this feeling of being rushed to make a decision quickly?
No, as a player, you have a chance to sit down and think about what it is that you exactly want to do so far as your opportunities to play in different cities. And so you look for different teams and what they present, and you look at the package, the whole football team. For me, it was really easy. I wanted another opportunity to compete for a championship, and this football team represented the best opportunity to do that, in my opinion.
Chris Canty, the newest Raven, joining us here on Sportsline on WBAL. And Chris, you kind of touched on it there, but why Baltimore specifically?
Well, you have a quarterback that's playing as well as any quarterback is playing in the National Football League. He's playing at a very elite level. And anytime you've got a quarterback playing that well in the NFL, you've got a chance to win. So that Joe Flacco and locking him up with that new deal was a big part of what was attracting me to Baltimore to come and play. And obviously, being a defender, it's easier to play defense when your offense is putting up a lot of points. So definitely excited about being able to come aboard and kind of play with a quarterback like Joe Flacco.
And, Chris, every Ravens defensive player, probably over the last 10 to 12 years, every new Ravens defensive draft pick, every new Ravens defensive free agent acquisition has been asked, what's it going to be like to play with Ray Lewis? For the first time in a long time, I can't ask you that question, but I can ask you, what's it going to be like to be a part of the first Ravens defense ever that doesn't have Ray Lewis?
Well, all I can say is that this football team has a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of people have made a lot about the free agents that are leaving the team. But I'm comfortable with the plan that Coach Harbaugh and General Manager Ozzie Newsome have in place with moving forward, especially particularly with the defense. And I'm proud to be a part of that.
You are part of a great defensive group that won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago with the Giants, but we know the names that you kind of played with. You know, that was known as a really fast defensive line that got after the quarterback. What was your role specifically with that group?
Being able to control the line of scrimmage, knock the interior part of the line of scrimmage back on first and second down in the run game, and then being able to push the pocket on third downs in the passing game, and in short yardage situations, making sure that I was able to get penetration. So that was my role on the field, in the locker room and off the field, which is basically being a mentor to a lot of the guys, displaying leadership characteristics. And I think that the combination of those two things is what attracted General Manager Ozzie Newsome to me, and I think they're going to bode well for our football team moving forward.
The defensive line you're joining, Chris, will include guys like Arthur Jones and Haloti Ngata, a pretty good group in place along the defensive line. How do you see yourself contributing to that end on the field?
Well, I look forward to joining that group of guys, and I look forward to being able to improve what everybody around me is doing. I pride myself on being a player that helps everyone else get better through my performance, and so that's definitely how one of the ways I judge my performance on the field. So I definitely want to help improve those guys' game, help elevate those guys' game by playing at a very high level.
Chris Canty, the newest Raven, with us here for a few more moments on WBAL. I do want to ask you, Chris, your profootballreference.com page says you're from the Bronx. Did you grow up in the Bronx? What was football like there? And also, are you a Yankees fan?
Well, to answer the latter question, I am a Yankees fan.
Ugh.
I am a Yankees fan, and I went to elementary school and middle school in the Bronx before I came down to North Carolina. I did not play football until my junior year in high school, so
wow.
Football was something that was fairly new to me. But I will say this, the football in the South is just a little bit more competitive than what it is in New York City.
Well, we'll have a good time with you when the Orioles are a few games ahead of the New York Yankees in August and September once training camp starts in the regular season. But to that end, you went to UVA, and that used to mean a lot to people in this area when Maryland, you know, was going to stay in the ACC for a long time. It doesn't mean as much to us, I guess, anymore, unfortunately. But you are an ACC guy.
I am an ACC guy.
Well, that's good to know. And you, how was your time in Charlottesville? Were you recruited immediately after you picking up football just your junior year of high school? That's amazing.
No, it was a long, drawn-out process. I was kind of one of those under-the-radar recruits. But I had an opportunity to attend the University of Virginia. They had a scholarship offer for me after the official signing day. And I decided to take advantage of it. I decided that Charlottesville was the place I wanted to be. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Chris Canty, we really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you when you get to Baltimore.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's Chris Canty, the newest Raven, a Yankees fan, so I won't hold that against him forever, maybe just for a few weeks. We'll come back. We'll talk about the latest news. Another Raven has officially signed elsewhere, and another one might be close. Don't go anywhere. This is Sportsline on WBAL.